I am your God now. And we will be back after this. So I hope that hope you come back.
Yeah.
Poetry of Torch with Quagmire and Gregorius with I Am Your God Now. Before that, this is the home stretch, folks. We are almost finished with this episode of Syrup Moose Radio. Isn't that exciting? Did you know that you can find playlists on Apple Music for all of the shows? If you want to just skip all of my talking for some reason and just hear the songs, you can check it out. There should be links around on the Marsh and stuff, and you know, if you search for Syrup Moose Radio on Apple Music, you may find them just like that. I haven't actually tried that, but I'm sure ideally that's how that works. So yeah, if you hear music on the show that you like and you want to know more, you can go into Smithers Radio and check out the playlist there. You can also search for Syrup Moose Radio on Apple Music and find the playlists that I make. But, of course, those ones are limited to songs that are available on Apple Music. So, there you go. I was doing Spotify stuff for a while, and I'm not messing with that anymore. I honestly wish that I didn't have any of it, but whatever. This is the world we live in, I suppose. Also, my music is not available on Spotify, and I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody else what they should or shouldn't do or where they should or shouldn't release their music. You got to do what works for you. All of my stuff is available on Bandcamp, Ampwall, Artcore, Subvert, Elastic Stage, and Apple Music. That's all my Megafauna stuff, so if you use any of those, or if you use one of the other 7,000 different streaming services. I'm on most of them except for Spotify. That said, I only really manage the Apple Music one. And so, you know, I've searched for myself on like Tidal before and found that it's hit and miss whether it's the right one. So you can find Grum Trencher on Bandcamp, Ampwall, and Apple Music. And I believe the same for Venereal. Yeah, Venereal is on Bandcamp, Ampwall, and Apple Music as well. And my next album from Megafauna comes out on September 25th. I'm also working on a bunch of stuff, which is all very exciting. I have a cool, I guess, mixed media project coming out in October that I'm not going to talk about much more. And I'm started working on a short film that I'm not going to talk about at all. So it's very exciting stuff all around. I'm feeling pretty creatively fulfilled right now, which is nice because that was not always the case. So, all right, we're going to check out three more songs. We got new stuff coming up here from The Who and Sallow Moth, as well as Emptiness. I mean, I couldn't not play Sallow Moth. Gary Brent's that dude cannot stop putting out bangers. So we're obviously going to have to listen to this song. It's called Drift Moth Vivisector. Yeah, I mean, if you haven't checked out Gary and his plethora of projects, you should, because you can't go wrong with any of it. Anyway, Sallow Moth. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Emptiness, Nowhere Speaks. Before that, The Who with Horseman. Before that, Sallow Moth with Drift Moth, Vivisector. This is the end of the show. We are in the final moments of episode 118 of Syrup Moose Radio. I hope you have enjoyed your time here and that you will come back. If you have thoughts and feelings and music or whatever, or you want to get in touch with the show, you absolutely can by emailing me at radio@themarsh.ca. I respond to most stuff sometimes. I shouldn't say that because I don't get that many emails, but I try and respond, and at the very least I try and listen to anything that gets sent to me. So there you go. And if you have stories that you think I would be interested in, send those too. You know, it shouldn't be a surprise that this is a anarchist radio show. So I'm always looking for stuff to be mad about because I'm usually mad. So anyway, everything else I'm up to, head over to themarsh.ca and smithersradio.com. You can also see me live. Megafauna will be performing live August 22nd in Port Alberni, British Columbia. I'm very excited. I'm going to be playing my whole new album. I'm going to try and make the album available to folks at that show, maybe digitally. I haven't really decided yet, but that is part of the plan. And I hope that if you're around, you can come and check it out. I'm really proud of this album. I think that it's come together really nicely, and I think that it is a reflection of where I want Megafauna to be as a project. So I'm excited to see what folks think about it, and also what comes next, because I honestly don't really know. This is also the last show that I have booked for the remainder of 2026. That may change, but I've said before, I'm going to kind of back off seeking shows out, and just sort of allow myself to be invited. I think that's going to be my approach going forward, because I do find the whole process to be kind of demoralizing from time to time. So if you're interested in having me play in your town, feel free to let your favorite venue know, or email megafauna@themarsh.ca, or don't. Do whatever you want. We're going to end the show with a new one from Willow. They have a brand new album out, and I keep hoping, I really enjoyed Transparent Soul, a song by them a while ago. I keep hoping that one's going to be as good. Haven't been, but I think the thread's all right. And like I said, their new album is out now. Also, make sure you check out Elijah Quinn and Ezra Beaton's new albums, as well as Infectious's new album. Those are some local pals. And please check out the self-titled Megafauna album when it comes out in September. You can check out the singles from it over at themegafauna.bandcamp.com. This is The Thread by Willow. I will be back next week, and I hope that you will join me. Thank you so much for listening to Syrup Moose Radio. And take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Thanks.
Unending thread, I'm caught.